Topel placed it at the AMP this week. She was doing a little pre-holiday shopping. "Hi there, Pearl," I says as I'm ringing her out. "I see you're going to be making some pies for Thanksgiving." "Yeah, desserts are my department. My daughter Sally cooks the main meal. Oh, and I'm responsible for the homemade cranberry sauce." "Yum, I bet that's good. Where's your sidekick?" I ask, referring to her husband. "Haven't you heard? Hank's in the hospital." "He is? Pneumonia." "No. How long's he been in?" "Since last Wednesday." "That's terrible, Pearl." "Well, he'd been feeling punky for a couple of weeks. Then he's in the bedroom taking a nap when I hear this big thump." "Hank?" "Yeah, he'd fallen out of bed and was having the hardest time getting up off the floor. He was so weak." "Wow, that must have scared the bejesus out of you." "Don't you just know it," Pearl replies. "I finally managed to get him back in the bed sitting up. Weren't easy. I told him, that's it. You're going to the emergency room, mister, and I'm not taking no for an answer." "What'd he say to that?" Pearl leans in close. "Ida, that's when I got scared, 'cause he agreed to go." "Boy, oh boy, I'm thinking he must be sick." "Yep," I says, "that's bad. He was dehydrated, something fierce. He's still on that saline stuff. They say they're going to keep him in till they make sure he's over the hump." "Yeah, you don't want to mess around with pneumonia. Hank's 84, after all. They don't want to send him home too soon, 'cause he'll just be back there in a couple of weeks." "How's he doing?" "Better. He started complaining about the food. Then yesterday, I caught him eyeing the nurse's butt."
"So he's on the mend?"
"Yeah. Doctor come in, give him the lowdown, and Hank goes, 'Doc, you're smarter than you look.'"
"Wiseacre. What'd the doctor say to that?"
"Oh, he was this young fella from away, didn't know what to make of it. Hank gets a kick out of teasing him, though."
"I'm sure he does.
Do you think he'll be home for Thanksgiving?" "Oh, yes. We're hoping they'll discharge him Tuesday, Wednesday latest."
"That's wonderful, Pearl.
But if he's still in, we're just bringing Thanksgiving to him in the hospital."
"Sounds like a plan."
The line was growing behind Pearl, so she wound it up. "You want to know what to be thankful for this Thanksgiving?" she says, including the people behind her in our conversation. "Your health. The older you get, the less you take it for granted."
"That's for sure, Pearl.
You give Hank a big hug for me, will you?" "You betcha, Ida. Happy Turkey Day, everybody."
That's it for now.
Catch you on the flip side.